clean up my vibration about it and relax about it, maybe I'll plant more, and maybe I'll leave some of it unfenced where they can get to it easily. And so maybe I'll make a garden for them and a garden for me, and I'll tend their garden less. I'll leave it to them to tend, but I will plant it and I will make sure it's there. And it seems like a cooperative thing, but why should I have to do that? And we say, do it for the fun of it, see what happens. Do I have the power, you might ask, to create a garden and make it squirrel-proof? Can I put a vibrational fence around it? And we say, your attention to it is what attracts everything to it. Your negative attention to it is what attracts the negative things to it. Is there a way that you could make peace with the squirrels? Do they come in great quantities? Do they nibble on every single thing? Do they ruin everything completely?
A nibble here, a bite there, just enough to ruin it for anyone else.
And is that really, now we get the picture of that, but is it really ruining everything for everyone else?
Not everything, but a good portion.
And so is it conceivable that you could offer something to the squirrel that it might eat instead of your garden?
I don't know.
Have you tried it?
No.
So you have not welcomed the squirrel in any way. You've just felt completely hostile toward the squirrel?
There's a lot of fruit that falls to the ground that they're welcome to. I know they're just trying to make a living too. But I share fruit with a lot of people, and it's a lot more appealing when it doesn't have bites taken out of it.
Well, we know that it feels like something needs to be done. But this is another one of those wonderful examples where the squirrel is helping you to realize that there's nothing that you can really do that will make the difference. It's something that you have to achieve vibrationally. And the wonderful thing about animals is that they are so willing to cooperate because they understand your vibrational language even better than you communicate it to one another. So here's what we would recommend. It may take you a little while to work yourself into this, and we will talk afterward about some incremental steps to get there, but this is really the place that you want to be. You want to be able to stand in your garden or near it, or even standing and thinking about it, and take it all in and feel appreciation for what it is. And then say to yourself, I'm opening my garden to all who will benefit from it. I'm opening it to the vendors who will benefit from it and the people who will eat from their bags. I'm opening it to the clouds full of water and to the soil full of nutrient and to the squirrels and birds that may want to participate. In other words, I am really giving my garden up in the attitude in which I have planted it. For I'm not planting a selfish garden, I'm planting a garden of appreciation. So rather than thinking about what could go wrong with my garden or what has gone wrong with it, or rather than thinking of what I may be deprived from as I apply my hard work and attention and then something detracts from it. Instead of thinking about me getting mine from my garden, I'm going to think about it being an offering of appreciation. I'm in alignment with the rhythm of this physical time-space reality and the universe. I am appreciative of the intelligence in the seeds that I plant. And I'm appreciative of the weather patterns and cycles that keep my earth productive. I am appreciative of the economy that brings people to me. I'm appreciative of my intellect and my physical ability. I'm appreciative. And as you turn yourself completely to this, not exercise, but